Delaware food banks and pantries are facing tough choices after the Trump administration cut food assistance to states. From the Delaware desk, we hear from Sarah Mueller.
In Lutheran Community Services warehouse in Wilmington, there are refrigerators filled with meats, fruits, and boxes of eggs. The nonprofit was using federal funding to buy healthy food from local farmers to give to people with limited means, like 80-year-old Sandra Way.
Meat, milk. I've got eggs here. I don't know what I'd do without it. I don't, really and truly.
Lutheran Community Services Executive Director Rob Gurney says the farm food also went to patients with chronic diseases, such as congestive heart failure and diabetes. He says it helped improve their health.
Food is medicine, literally, and our farmers in this program were providing that medicine for us.
But the funding was eliminated. So was the funding for one of its major partners, the Food Bank of Delaware. It lost nearly a million meals after emergency federal dollars were frozen. Gurney says the loss of the farm to community money and the cuts to the food bank threatened its mission to provide healthy food to those in need.
It's going to be a struggle. We're going to have to do our best to purchase food on our own, but we will likely not be able to purchase in the amount that we were able to receive through this grant.
The Trump administration says it's moving away from supporting short-term initiatives used during the COVID-19 pandemic. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.